Hi everyone, welcome back to the Dominican Star Podcast. I'm your host, Betsy Carreño, and I am so excited to be here yet again for another podcast episode. This time, as we can all tell from the title, we will be talking about my favorite season of all, which is fall or autumn, however you prefer to explain it, talk about it. Before I do get, however, into this topic, I do want to talk about the semester. Because right now, as a podcast being listened to, as a podcast being recorded, as it's being released, it is mid-semester season, and I hope that we're all holding on really tightly and just going through, and hopefully, you know, you do great on your midterms. I don't have any midterms, but I don't know why all of my exams and essays and papers are lined up to be due now. So basically, I do have midterms, but they don't want to call them that. I hope you are doing better because I am struggling, but it's all also my own fault because I've been procrastinating and just putting things off and hanging out with my friends instead. So hopefully you're not doing that. I just hope your semester is going good for those of us, because I'm included in this, that are graduating in the fall, so this December. Don't forget to order your cap and gown, because I just ordered mine, and why was it $100? I was so sad. I was like, you're telling me that I'm gonna wear this once, and it's $100? But yeah, don't forget to buy that. I'm just gonna get into this topic after the book column, but I'm really embarrassed to talk about this column because I haven't been reading. So I feel like I'm in a book slump, and I feel like it's because of the book. So I might end up changing the book I'm reading, which I don't really like doing, but I do want to finish it. So for those of us who don't know, for the past like 3 months, I've been reading Crime and Punishment. And I haven't finished it. I read 100 pages and called it a day, and I never opened it yet again. So hopefully that changes. I also think I've been really busy with the semester. Just catching up on like readings for like, you know, the academic work. So I know that by the time I get home to open the book and it's Crime and Punishment, that's a lot of brain power for me right now in this moment. So maybe not the best idea. But yeah, I think I'm literally going to start walking around with the book like Rory. You know, if you read my story, you would know. But like Rory Gilmore, I'm going to start walking around with the book. So hopefully I start reading it, because it's getting really embarrassing that every time I'm on this podcast, I keep saying that I'm in the same 100 pages. So I'm not making any promises like last time. Well, I don't think I made promises, but, you know, maybe I'll read a page or two. Maybe I won't. We'll see in the next episode. But as of now, I'm just going to get into the topic, which is about fall and why we romanticize it. Because I fall victim to this all the time, but I just feel like I always fall, not fall victim, but I think I always find the need to romanticize my life and to romanticize things in seasons. And fall is a specific season that I love to romanticize. And it's partly because I love fall, but I just see that there's a bigger romanticization in fall than any other season, I feel. Maybe I'm probably being biased because it's my favorite season. But I have made a small list of why I think we romanticize fall. And yeah, that's all we're going to talk about. Because I clearly love this season. So I feel like we romanticize fall because of the weather. And I think this gets into a personal feeling or opinion, if you prefer like summer or winter, I guess. But what I mean like more specifically is like temperature wise, like the weather, if you prefer to be hot or cold. I personally prefer to be cold. I don't like the heat, and I don't like being sticky and sweaty, and it makes me I just don't like it. Also, when you're hot, I feel like you can't get rid of that. Like, how are you supposed to cool down? I don't know. Like, it's just, there's, like, a lot of factors. Like, if you're cold, you can start jumping up and down. Or you can, like, put on a bunch of layers. Or drink something that's warm. Like, there's so many ways to not be cold. And there's just not a lot of ways to not be hot. But I feel the way we romanticize fall because of the weather would be like what I just mentioned with the layers. So just like that fall outfits. Because you're not going to sit here and tell me that in the summer the outfits are nice. No, like a lot of like the point of outfits, like fashion. I mean, I'm not a fashion major. If you guys want to help me out. But I feel like a lot of the reason why we appeal a lot to like fall outfits is because of the layers. You know, it's more interesting. Like, you can mix it up with color, you can mix it up with patterns, with the textures. And I feel like in the summer you're so limited just because you don't want to wear a lot of layers. And obviously it's hot, like the last thing you want to do, you know. I just feel like in the summer we're more practical, and in the fall we are open to like wearing a bunch of layers, but it's not being covered up with a big jacket, especially like Chicago weather. You're like, you need to wear a jacket. You need to wear a nice puffy jacket to be warm. So I just feel like it just like fall is one of those seasons that the weather like permits us to romanticize it. I don't know. That's just me though. Something else I thought of was the fresh start. But okay, so what I mean by fresh start would be like school, seasons, colors, like everything starting new. Basically, I feel like we don't really like change. And I feel like as humans we usually like routine. Like well, at least for me, I like knowing what's happening. I have a Google Calendar, and if I lost access to my Google Calendar, I wouldn't know what to do. Because I mark everything there, you know? Like, I mark when I have classes, when I have meetings, when I have work, where I'm going, what time. So, I just feel like we like routine and we like knowing what to expect, usually. Like, roughly, at least. I'm not saying I pinpoint everything to the T. But, yeah, just, I like organization. So, I think, like, having a fresh start, it sounds really nice, but it sounds scary. Like, it's a new season. Like, especially, like, new semester. I mean, like, every semester I get a little nervous. I mean, obviously I'm excited, but I get a little nervous because it's new classes. Like, I know something's starting again. Like, I know what's coming. I know what to expect. Like, I know what's coming up again. Like, yes, this is, like, my last semester. Yes, this is my second semester. But regardless, like, I know, like, what's going to happen is I'm going to have classes. I'm going to have assignments, homework, discussion boards, making responses to the discussion boards. Like, so I just feel like, we're able to romanticize fall specifically because it's the start of a lot of different things. It's the start of the semester. It's the start of a new season. It's the color. The colors are literally changing outside. Like, the trees look different. The trees are starting to change. It's just the start of a lot of things, which kind of leads me to another point. But for now, save it. But yeah, I just feel like we're able to romanticize it because it's the start of something new. And how do we cope with something new or the start of something or change in general? Like, we try to make it feel better. So I feel like that's one of the reasons why we romanticize it. Which this kind of ties in into one of my points, which is the change of mindset. What I meant by this is that we change our mindset because we know that what's happening is new. Like, we know, like, during the summer, we are focused on, like, either internships or work or resting or vacations. So then when fall comes, you know, it's this new season of like, okay, like we're gonna go back into the usual routine of like probably not as many vacations, you know, probably maybe not as much work or work is limited, or on top of work, we're having school now, we're having classes. So I just feel like there's that change of mindset of like, okay, like now I have to rethink what I'm doing and get settled back into my routines. So that's what I kind of meant by change of mindset. So this point kind of ties into the other two points I was just talking about. But I think it's the start of also the holiday season. So what I mean by this, it would be, you know, Mexican Independence Day, which is in September. It would be, at least for me, because I celebrate it because I'm Mexican. So, you know, yeah. So Mexican Independence Day. And then Halloween in October, which is right now. And then Thanksgiving, if you're in the United States, in November, right now, right? Because I know in Canada, they celebrate it, but they celebrate it, I believe, in October. Like, I believe, like, it's, like, the middle to beginning of October. So they have already been celebrating it. So, yeah, Thanksgiving. And then that's November. December, Christmas, or, like, just that, like, that's just that holiday season, like December, Christmas, and then January, you have New Year's. Like, it's just, it's quite literally the start of the holidays. Like, it's quite literally the start of the holidays. Like, there's this is a boom, boom, boom. Like, those are five holidays right there. Four, if you really, like, want to push it. Like, plus the ones I haven't named, you know? Like, the other like, if you, like, celebrate Hanukkah, okay? Like, I mean, I don't. But, like, there's just so many holidays that you can literally celebrate that start during this, like, season. So when fall starts picking up, you know, you already know, like, these are changes. Like, this is what's going to happen. You already know what you're expecting. So I just feel like that kind of ties into that. Just, like, the change of pace of, like, spring, you're just, like, relaxing, you're just chilling. Like, you have maybe the 4th of July to look forward to, and that's in the summer. So yeah, I just feel like it's a great season. It's a great season to be able to romanticize. And this is kind of my last point, but I feel like another reason why we romanticize fall is because of, you know, what we see. So like movies, TV shows, and I was actually talking about this with my sister. But so, for example, my sister and I are obsessed with Gilmore Girls. Are you surprised? Probably not, because I wrote a story about Gilmore Girls. But yes, we are obsessed with Gilmore Girls. So I feel like that's, like, for example, a show that's very clearly, like, yes, this is what you see in the fall. Like, that's such a fall-coded show. But again, it's just like Gilmore Girls romanticizes seasons, and it romanticizes fall. So I just feel like it adds on it. I think another show that does that is Gossip Girl. So, like, again, like, I mean, I've heard a lot of people being like, oh, yes, like, this show is so fall-coded. Like, you have to watch it, which is kind of, like, similar to that, a summer show that barely just started doing that. For us in the last couple of years was The Summer I Turned Pretty, but, like, obviously summer show. But it was just, like, again, they romanticized it. Like, yes. And I feel like in the fall, it's just so easily, you can easily romanticize it, because you're like, yes, it's football season for those who watch sports. It's time to watch all of these shows, all of these movies. It's time, like, it's now time where you can start drinking, like, hot drinks. And you don't look crazy because it's, like, 90 degrees outside and you're drinking a hot coffee. You know, like, it's just time. And I feel like also, regardless if you don't watch, obviously, like, fall-coded shows, just everywhere on, like, social media, like, we see and we perceive people romanticizing it and being like, how to have a fall cozy day, or my fall cozy week, or things to do. Like, it's just... Which, I mean, I do it too, and I love watching those videos, so I'm not special, guys. I'm also falling victim to this. But I just feel like that's why we romanticize it. I mean, we're learning that we should romanticize it, so then we learn and observe, and then we end up doing the same thing. But, yeah. That was basically it, guys. That was the episode. I hope you enjoyed. if you have any other reason that you think I should add, please let me know. Please tell me, because I would love to justify my reasoning for wanting to buy a coffee every morning when I probably shouldn't and couldn't make it at home. So yeah, thank you for listening. Of course, if you have any stories, any podcast ideas, any pictures, if you want to write for us, just let us know. You can email us, and I hope your midterms aren't that bad and everything's good. And yeah, make sure to grab your paper and to follow us on social media, because I feel like I always call our social media manager out, or at least I always want to, but she literally does an amazing job. So go look at her work. Go look at the stories. But yeah, have a good day. Thank you. Bye.